Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter number 5, verse number 12, and the Bible says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all and with one accord in solemn ports." I want to know how things work. When you get in one mind, one accord, one mindness, praise God, in one place, God can do miracles. It said, "And the rest, durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in a common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, 'Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.' And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called a council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, 'The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within.' Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, 'Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.' Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest said unto them, saying, 'Did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intended to bring this man's blood upon us.' Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than man.'" I want to preach this more in just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: making a difference. Amen. Making a difference. As we see the church in Acts, it's beginning to move, and it's beginning to make a difference. Amen. It ought to be our heart's desire, if there's ever been a heart's desire, to make a difference in the world that we live. See, if we can't make a difference in the world we live, then we're not making a difference. Amen. We're to make a difference in the way we live. We're to be making a difference in our homes, in our churches, in our communities, in our schools. Everywhere that we go, we ought to be making a difference. Now, I know we're not perfect, but the church wasn't perfect. Amen. They're not a perfect people, but they were serving a perfect God with a perfect message to a lost and dying world. Amen. We have the same God, and we have the same message. Praise God. They were passionate about their faith. Their faith was real. It was true. It was something that they cleaved to. It's something they wasn't willing to let go of. Amen. Sometimes we get so distracted so easily. Amen. That we'll kind of sideline our faith. But I want to say, you can't do that. If you're a child of God, praise God, your faith ought to be the biggest part of you. When you make that commitment to Him, praise God, when He becomes your priority, praise God, your faith will be a substance that's in you. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be passionate about our faith. Amen. If we're passionate about our faith, then we ought to, listen to me, we ought to, they lived according to their beliefs. Amen. They lived according to their belief. What they believe, praise God, they live. Amen. I wonder today, can we say that? You know, I believe it and I'm going to live it. Amen. Praise God. Christ in you, the hope of glory, lives in us. And if we believe that, praise God, we ought to live it. Amen. They believed with their hearts, and praise God, and they lived it. Amen. The Bible teaches they were spirit filled and spirit led. In other words, they was listening to God. They listened to what He had to say, and they believed, praise God, that they believed it to be the truth. Amen. I believe this old book's truth, don't you? Amen. To the best, I believe it's absolute truth, absolute word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no errors in it. They people said, well, out time, well, say, well, there's errors here, and there's errors there. There's no errors anywhere in the Word of God. It's the perfect truth of God to English-speaking people. We don't need no other. Amen. We've got that. We've got what God would have us to do. Praise God. So not only were they Spirit-filled and Spirit-led, because they were Spirit-filled and Spirit-led, they were excited about their worship. Amen. Come on now. They were excited about that. Well, preacher, now if I agree with you, then I'm going to have to get excited about worship too, because that's what they was. That's the early church. Amen. This book of Acts is a history of what God's people ought to be. Amen. From the beginning all the way through, praise God, as they begin to grow and they begin to be admonished in the Word of God, they begin to get excited about their worship. Amen. It wasn't just a habitual thing that they had. Amen. I mean, they come in excited. They come in looking for something from God. And they were not only excited about their worship, but they were praising God continually. Amen. Amen. They were continually praising God. Let me just share something with you this morning. If you get in the mindset every morning you get up just to praise God on purpose because you can, it'll change your whole day. I was talking to Mia this morning. I told her, I said, you don't do mornings good. Got her up this morning and she says, like a little kitten that ain't got its eyes open yet. And I said, you just don't do mornings at all. And she said, no. And he was coming up the road and she said, Papa, is there any kids that do mornings? I said, well, I don't know. But we aren't to praise God. We ought to just praise God every morning. And so we just get up and we go to praising Him. Amen. Just to come pray, and we praise Him all day. Praise God. That'll be a continual praising the Lord. Praise God. That's worship. We'd be excited about the worship, about the touch of God upon our lives. Amen? And that's what people's looking for today. We come in excited about things God. I'll just be honest, people's tired of the same old dull, dead services. Amen? Come on, hey, stay with me. Don't you get quiet on me. They're tired of the same dead, dull services. Whose fault is that? Said, it's preacher's fault. That ain't preacher's fault. Amen. It's your fault. Amen. If you come and cold and the service is dead and the service cold, praise God, the service is dull, it's your fault. Amen. Because if you've been praying like you ought to, praising like you ought to, worshiping like you ought to, you'll come in here full up, praise God, and ready to worship God. Amen. And other folks will get a little touch of that off of you, and you'll get a little touch of that off them, and we praise God again. Amen. We got slack in our worship. We got slack in our fellowship. We got our slack in just loving God because He first loved us. Amen. So we ought to come in. There ought to be something down in us. And these disciples, they were making a difference because they was something stirring in their soul. The Spirit of God was real and it was alive. They recognized the power of God. They recognized the Lord Jesus Christ. They recognized what they had down in their soul. I'm afraid in the world we live in today, has got a lot of head knowledge, but they ain't got a whole lot of heart knowledge. That's why you come to church with the molly grubs and you wore out and you, praise God, the old devil wants to rock you to sleep and we won't pack it out from the devil. But Billy said, you know, sometimes it's not the devil, praise God, it's old flesh which we live in. Amen. It's old flesh, praise God, don't want us to have nothing to do with the things of the Lord. They want to just chase after the world. That's why you come to church and you sit there and your mind's 1,000 miles away. Amen. Amen. You're thinking about those things you got to do this evening. Thinking about getting down to the chicken house before somebody else does. Amen. Pray they'll run out of legs before you get one. But praise God, we ought to be thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ and how good He is and how much He loves us, how much He cares for us, how He bled and died for us on the cross of Calvary, that you and I could go free. We don't have to be bonded, bound down by the things of this world. We can let go and let loose and be set free in the presence of God Almighty because He loves us. Praise God this much. Amen. Shed His blood for us. Praise God. We don't have to get tired, bored down with the same old thing. What happened to these folks? They had a fire, praise God, to make a difference. They had a fire down in their soul, praise God. They had a passionate belief. They believed in what they were preaching. They believed in what they stood for. They believed what they had down in their soul. They knew how real it was. Amen. They had a passionate belief. I wonder what's wrong with David. What's happened to our passion that we used to have? Amen. I'm right there with you. I know as it gets older, it gets harder to really get excited about stuff. Amen. That's just the way it is. It's not as easy to do things. Hey, it's not as even as easy to worship as it used to be. We just can't do things like we used to. Amen. The mind's willing, but the flesh is weak. Didn't God say that?
Amen.
Amen. The mind is willing, but the flesh is weak. But I'm glad there's one that's overcome the flesh, and it's Jesus, praise God. And they had a passion down in their soul because they was a belief that they believed God, and they was counting on Him, and they was trusting Him, and they put Him first above everything else. Well, God began to bless them and help them. Amen. And when hard times come, the mully grubs come, they just went to praising God anyway. Amen. You ought to try it sometime. Even when you don't feel like it, just praise God. Amen. Just raise your hand. You don't even have to say nothing. Just raise your hand to Him. Wave at Him. Amen. When you wave at Him, smile will come on your face. If we realize who we're waving at. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, God won't even see that. God sees everything. Amen. Don't put your God, don't make Him littler than what He is. They had a passion, praise God, in their belief. They believed God and it's counted for them for righteousness. That's what it said about old Father Abraham. We got to believe God. We're serving the same God that He did. He said, if we believe God, have a passionate belief. Amen. A belief that not be dissuaded, that'll not be taken away from us, can't be so easily put aside. Amen. God began to bless us. That makes a difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. They had a passionate belief. Amen. And they had a persuasive behavior. Amen. Their behavior was persuasive. They got excited, praise God, about it. They had a passion of faith, so that passion of faith was persuasive, praise God, in their behavior. They began to behave differently. Do you imagine that? Do you ever think, praise God, if you truly got saved, born again, you'd act different than you did when you're lost? Huh? Amen. Hey, listen, I won't say you can't act the exact same way as you did when you're lost. Lost people don't know that, praise God, they need to act different. Once you're truly born again, you have the Holy Spirit lives inside you that's going to show you how to be different. Amen? There ought to be a passion, praise God, in your faith. Praise God, that'll give you that persuasive behavior. They begin to act different. People begin to see them in different light. They said, hey, these are just old ignorant fishermen. The old Peter and the others got out and they begin to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. After Pentecost, the Holy Ghost of God fell on them. They're up there in the upper room, praise the Lord. And they had a passion of faith. They believed in what they stood for. He said, you go up there and you say, you pray to the Holy Spirit. You're endowed with the Holy Spirit. He said, then you'll come out of there, praise God. I want to say today, if we ever get in that upper room, in that upper chamber, with a holy and righteous God, and He speaks to our heart, and He gets a hold of us, and He gets down in us, you'll come out of there, praise the Lord. I'm still looking for about half of you to come out of there. Amen. Come out of there with a shout, praise God. Come out of there. Hey, get out of the pout and the old mully grubs tank and come out of there just shouting the house down. Amen. Praise God. It'd be all right. God, that's what we ought to be looking for. They had a fire, praise God, down in their souls that was making a difference. It was a passionate and a persuasive a fire that burned in their souls and people saw it. They recognized it. They asked one another, said, what's going on with him? What's going on, old brother so-and-so? Have you seen him lately? Have you seen her lately? Yeah, I said, I don't know what got into them. So they've been down there with them disciples, them apostles, and praise God, and these miracles and things that's happening. You can't believe what's taking place. Well, it has to be God. And praise God, God just, He just fell on them. And that's what's going on. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, they was told this stuff through Jesus Christ that He lived, loved, died, praise God, and rose again. And they're telling it everywhere they go. They're excited about it. And it's getting, it's contagious. Everybody, praise God is wanting to get in on it. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to be so excited about our faith. We ought to be so persuasive about our behavior. that people would see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, and want to get in. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you got something, praise God, it's good enough somebody else would be wanting it? Hello? Would somebody else want what you got? So I don't really know. I don't even know if I want it or not. Amen? Praise God. Well, you ought to get in on the good side then. Praise God. I'm talking about that passionate belief, praise God, that persuasive attitude that people can see Christ in you. Amen. Hey, you ain't ever got the goods. You get the Lord in you. You get the feeling His presence down in your soul, praise God. You get the seeing His guiding hand directing you and helping you and leading you along the way. Him a petting on you and loving on you and showing you, praise God, the goodness of His way. Amen. Hey, might not be too comfortable when He gets to showing the error your way. But He'll put that arm around you lovingly, praise God. He'll say, "Uh-uh, son, no, daughter, that ain't the way we go." He said, "Let me show you what I'd have you to do. Let me show you where I want you to be. And we'll walk it together." Amen. They had a fire, praise God. They had a fire down in them, and that fire was making a difference. It was burning off that old dross. It was burning off those old things that would hold them back. It was burning with a passion. Amen. It was burning with a persuasiveness, praise God, that folks could see. And people were coming together. Amen. He said in verse 14, he said, believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Amen. Let me just get a newsflash. People don't gather together to get stuff that ain't no account. Amen. People will recognize a counterfeit in no time. Hello? Amen. Praise God. Hey, so if you've got the real thing, praise God, praise God. If you've got a real fire burning, you got to put real, you can't put artificial wood. Man, you can't put make-believe stuff in it. It won't keep burning. But praise God, if you've got the kindling, you put the wood in it, the good stuff, praise God, that thing will kindle up, it'll burn, there'll be a fire, praise God. And there was a fire that was making a difference in these apostles. People were coming, multitudes. Amen. Verse number 16 said, there came also a multitude out of the cities. Boy, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to see? You hear what I'm saying? Could you imagine if it was a multitude out of the cities? The cities around us, praise God, got so wicked, so corrupt, so nasty, so vile, so despicable. Amen. They was this past week, I tell you, somebody down there at the old Young Bus building. Down there in Woodfin, painted a mural on the whole side. Somebody paid for that. Somebody put a mural on that wall with water going out and a naked woman walking into that water. Of course, they pitched a fit, and by Thursday, they done went down there and painted her some clothes on. Glory to God, that's the way it ought to be. Amen. But the world has got so wicked. Amen. We've got to bring things to our attention. We've got to rise up above all that. And we say, this is not pleasing to God. Amen. Somebody said, well, preacher, I don't really see nothing wrong with that. No, you probably wouldn't. But God does. Amen. Amen. He said nakedness, praise God, is an abomination in the eyes of God. It makes Him sick. He wants us to cover up, praise God. He don't want people to see us. That's why He said it. He don't want people to see us. He wants us to see Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know that ain't popular preaching today. People get mad and kick out on you if you tell them they ought to put some clothes on. Amen. Say, well, preacher, it's so hot. Yeah, it'd be even hotter than hell. Amen. That's where a lot of folks going when they get the rebuking God, trying to rebuke Him to His face. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what. God give you grace if you just put your clothes on. I don't know why I said that this morning, but glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was a difference in them. It was a fire because they wanted to be pleasing to the Lord. They wanted to do it right. Amen. So they had a fire that make a difference. Not only did they have a fire that make a difference, but they had a faith that would make a difference. Amen? They had a faith, praise God. Now, their faith was in their Master. Their faith was in the Lord Jesus Christ. They told him back over here in Acts chapter number 2. They'd come to them and they'd seen the mighty hand of God. Peter done preached to them in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 24, and told them the things that had taken place in Jesus. He said, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, and ye yourselves also know him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God." He said, men didn't do this. God did that. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. God did that. Amen. We want to give God credit for the people credit for killing Jesus. Praise God. God sent his Son to be crucified. Praise the Lord. "Ye have taken him by wicked hands, have crucified and slain." Amen. That crucified means to impale and to kill. That's what they did. "Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden to it." Death is deserved. Death is deserved by sinners. I pray God, those have violated the law of God and rebelled against the God of glory. But Jesus Christ never but rebelled against the Father. I praise God, he never broke a law. He was a perfect, a sinless Lamb of God. Amen. That's why we can put our trust in him this morning. Amen. You can't put your trust in man. Hey, I don't care how good they have, how good they try to be, how moral they try to be. Amen. Man cannot save you. Man cannot keep you. Man cannot get you through this life and take you into a glorious life. Only Jesus can do that. You put your faith in man, he'll let you down. Man will let you down. People will let you down continuously. But Peter lays it out here for them. In verse 32 of Acts 2, he says this. He said, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses." Amen. Apostle, Peter says, "Let me just tell you what I've seen." He said, "Let me tell you what I know." You know what? That's all a testimony is. A testimony, praise God. What makes a difference is just having a testimony. Just telling people what Jesus did for you, what you know about him. He said, "Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted." That's where Jesus is today. "Having received the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost." That's what we have today. He said, "I go away." He said, "I pray the Father, he'll send you another comforter, a consoler, which is the Holy Spirit." Amen. "So he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear." That comes from the Holy Ghost. That's where the precious Word of God comes from. "They've moved upon men, devout men." He said, "For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand." He was talking about Jesus Christ. Praise God. God the Father is talking to the God the Son. He said, "Praise God, you deserve a place by me." Amen. Have you ever thought about the throne room of God? Amen. The throne room of God, where God sits upon his holy righteous throne. Amen. And on the side of him, praise God, is a place for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Can you visualize it? Can you see it? God the Father sitting on the throne. God the Son sitting at his right hand. God the Holy Spirit on the other side. Praise God, just sitting there. Praise God, in the presence of the angels. Praise be to God. He said, "Until I make thy foes thy footstool." He said, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly." He said, "This is a certainty." He said, "This isn't something you have to guess about." He said, "This is something that we can know." Amen. "That God hath made this, that same Jesus." I'm glad he's not, I'm glad you don't have to go around the world and try to figure out where Jesus is, what he is, and who he is. Amen. "This same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." See, he's the author and the sovereignty and power. Amen. And said, he's the Christ. He's the anointed one, the chosen of God, to have that place and have that power. Amen. The same place of power that he can have in our lives today if we'll give it to him. He wants to have. And said, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles." Now listen what they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Amen. They said, what shall we do? He said, when they heard this, said, it's got to be a hearing. You got to be hearing. You got to be listening. You want to hear. See, that's why they said they could come together. They had a fire because they come together to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. God began to bless them, praise God. That's why they had the passionate faith and, praise God, the persuasive behavior. And they had the faith, praise God. Not in themselves, but they had faith in the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, men and brothers, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, amen. Ain't you glad God gives, every time you have a question, God's got an answer. It's in the Word of God. Somewhere God will answer your question. Amen. Said, then Peter said unto them, one great big word. Repent. Amen. He said, what do we got to do? He said, repent. He said, you got to repent. I mean, that means to confess your sins and turn from them. That's repentance. To realize and recognize your sin or recognize these things that you've done wrong, that you're doing wrong, and just repent. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. He said, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So what does he tell them to do? He said, that faith, praise God, faith in the Master. He said, repent and be baptized. Now we know at baptism, praise God, it doesn't save you. Right? Baptism is something, it's an ordinance that we do, praise God, after we're saved. To say, you know what, we want to die out to this world. We believe Jesus saved us, the Lord. I've invited my heart to be my Lord, my Savior, to be the Master of my life. And praise God, I want to die out to this world, go in that watery grave, and come out in newness of life to serve the Master. Amen. I wonder how many people have done that in pretense. Amen. Wonder how many, let me say this again, I said on this side. I wonder how many people have done that in pretense. They said, I want to do that, but they never really meant it. A lot of people's done that in pretense. Why? Because you see that there's not a life change. There's not an expectation. They've not stepped out on faith to try to walk with Christ. Amen. It's not real in their life. That's why we're not making a difference in the world that we live in. So they had faith. They had faith in their Master. Praise God. Repent and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's how we're baptized, what we're baptized into, for the remission of sins. Amen. That remission means to take and to send away, to get rid of. So that's what true repentance is. When we repent, say, Lord God, I'm sorry. You know, your words revealed to me that it's wrong, and I'm not going to do that no more. You put it down, you throw it away, you push it away, and you turn 180 degrees, and you don't go back. Amen. You know, this old flesh, it'll want to go by now and just take a sneak peek at it. Amen. Or you know what, down there at the lake or down there at the beach, something, you know, when nobody's looking, come on. Amen. You know, dig out that old habit. Dig out that old self. Nobody sees you. Nobody will know. God knows. Amen. God knows. He sees you where you are. He knows what you're doing. Amen. As long as we're doing it, we can't make a difference in this world that we live in. Amen. But they made a difference by the faith in their Master. They made a difference, praise God, in the faith in the message. The message makes a difference. And what we live out in Christ, praise God, it's a prevalent life, praise, that people can see Christ in us and know that we have that hope of glory. That we have a hope that's outside of this world. You know, when things is really bad, we can still smile. Amen. When we don't know what to do, praise God, we can still pray. We can still get a hold of God. We can still see, praise God, what God wants to do in our lives. That God is in charge. He's in control of the situations that we come against. Amen. And no matter what the outcome is, we're winners either way. God will prevail, praise God, because you're His. And Lord God, one of these days we're going to be with Him where He's at, because that's a promise that He made us. And God can't renege on a promise. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm excited about when I get to be with Him. I don't know how long it's going to be. Praise God. It's a good thing. It's real. But we get that, praise God. They had the fire to make a difference. They had the faith to make a difference. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They had a message to tell the people. Peter would just say, repent. It wasn't a popular message. It's not a popular message today. People like to do what they do. Amen? And I had a fellow tell me today, he said, well, preacher, you know, you just get so caught up in this, and you say, well, you know, to be saved, you've got to do this and do that. No, praise God, to be saved, you've got to accept Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit moves into your heart and your life. Amen. He changes you from the inside out. And as we've said to them so many times, if they ain't a change takes place inside you, then there's not a change, praise God, that you're a born-again believer. Amen. Because something as big as the Holy Spirit of God moves into your heart. You can't do those things. You do something that's wrong according to God's Word, He'll prick your heart that quick. Amen? Most of the time before we do it, He's already trying to say, whoa, hold on. Don't even go there. I told you I had to pray, ask God, because I have a temper. You can't believe that, could you? This little old feller had a temper. I have a temper. Amen? I'm a massy. I think we all do. I asked God, I begged you, I said, I heard the Gibsons are the same way, don't laugh. Amen. They can get kind of tore up too. Amen. But I asked God, I said, Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want people to see that side of me. And boy, He put an alarm bell down in my soul. I prayed and agonized with God, and He put an alarm bell. I don't go there no more. I don't get tore up. I don't scream and shout and carry on no more. I don't want to give the devil the victory. Amen. I don't want to see people seeing that coming out of my flesh. Hello? Keep it under subjection. Praise God. Mortifying the deeds that mortify. He said to mortify, put to death the deeds of the flesh. Amen. Don't holler, scream, and squall no more. It don't do no good. Everybody around us just be doing the same thing. Next thing you know, you got a whole group of lunatics. Amen. Screaming, hollering, squalling at each other all the time. It don't accomplish a thing. Amen. The Bible says we're supposed to love one another. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus said, let me do one up on that before it's over with. He said, love your neighbor like I have loved you. Amen. With a forgiving spirit. God don't just come up and smack you upside the head and holler at you. Amen. He has a way of getting your attention. Amen. I don't know how many times He's had to get my attention. But praise God, He done it because He loves me. Because He cares for me. Amen. So they had the fire and they had the faith. And because they had the fire and they had the faith, now I want you to listen to this, they had the financial support. They had the finances to make a difference. Amen. They come together in one mind and one accord. Bible said they sold what they had. You say, preacher, we got to sell everything. God, praise God, what we need to do is get rid of the worldliness. Amen. Get rid of the worldliness, praise God, it's holding us to this world. Now, I'm not saying, listen to me. I'm not saying that you can't go out and have fun, have things to have fun with. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying, praise God, if there's anything that's going to keep us from worshiping God and loving Lord Jesus Christ supremely, then we need to just get rid of it. He said they was willing, praise God, to sacrifice those things. And because of that, they had the finances to make a difference. To be able to help somebody else. They sold what they had. Amen. Not only did they sell what they had, but they shared what they had. Amen. If we get rid of the worldliness, then we can begin to share the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, because that'll be the most important thing to us. We can't put other things before God. If we start putting other things before God, that'll have the preeminence. Amen. And God has to be first. God won't be satisfied with a second best. He wants the best of us. Amen. He wants our life, praise God. He wants us to have that fire. He wants us to have that faith. Amen. He wants us to have the financial ability to do the work for Him. Amen. You say, preacher, find it. Don't you think we're giving enough? Hey, that's between you and God. I don't reckon I've ever preached on tithing. Amen. That's between you and God. A tithe is a tenth. Amen. He said, in Malachi, he said, you've robbed God. He said, how have I robbed God? He said, tithes and offerings. He said, you held back, praise God. God give you everything. He said, you won't give Him back a little bit so He can use it to get glory. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, they wasn't like that. They was willing, praise God, to take what God gave them and be a blessing to others along the way. Praise God. The finances make a difference. Praise God. He said, bring it into the storehouse. For God can begin to reach out. Boy, I tell you what, God is moving in a mighty way all over the country, all over the world. Folks is being saved, amen. Brother Lockler sent a letter the other day how God's a moving in the Indian reservations. He actually got to go down to his tribe just a few weeks ago. Boy, what a blessing he said it was to be with his people. And he said these other tribes, as God's a moving in them, God's a blessing, God's saving old sinners. Praise God. That's what it's about. Reaching out and being a help, praise God. Making a difference in this world that we live in. Hey, it's taking place in the United States of America. Reaching out, praise God, to people that's never been reached to before. Amen. Now, the gospel's been all over the world. Don't you let anybody ever tell you, praise God, that the gospel's not been everywhere. It has. Even the darkest jungles of Africa, praise God, the gospel's been preached there. People received, but it's just like the rest of the world. The Bible says in Romans 1 that they forgot God. Amen. They got so busy and caught up in the world that they forgot to remember God. We can't ever forget to remember God in their daily life so that we can continue to make a difference. So they made a difference financially. Amen. The difference came from their faith in the Master. Their difference came from a faith in the message. Their difference came, praise God, in their trusting in the Lord. It came through the fire. It came through the passion. It came through the persuasion that God had on their lives. Amen. What the church has, it has the fire, it has the faith, and it has the finances. And praise God, when we have the fire and the faith, the finances will come. God will take care of us. God will bless us. God will take care of you. God will bless you. Amen. But we have to put our faith in something. Something that'll make a difference. Amen. Hey, listen, I've seen, he said he'd never see the righteous forsaken nor his seed of begging bread. That's a promise from God. He said, if we'll put our faith and trust in him, he'll put the food on your table. He will bless you, praise God. He'll help you because he's promised he would. Amen. So what do we do? What'll make a difference in our life? How can we see God's hand moving? How can we see God's working? How can we make a difference? How can you and I make a difference? Amen. We haven't been doing much of that lately. We're not making a difference. I mean, it doesn't seem like we're making as much difference as we could. So what do we need to do? Maybe we need to examine ourselves. And here we go. First thing you do is say, well, you know, if old such and such over there, if they would just do this, or if they would do that, and you know her, she, you know how she is, you know what she needs to do, if she'd just get right with God, we'd go places. Amen. I'd say that. I said, examine ourselves. Amen. If we just look at ourselves, look at ourselves today. Now, it's easy to put off to tomorrow, right? Stuff that's put off to tomorrow never gets done. Can I get a witness? Amen. Stuff that's put off to tomorrow never gets done, so we got to do it today. We got to examine ourselves to see where we are. And then maybe even some repenting. To repent. And say, Lord, think about it. Say, Lord, you know, you showed me that I've been a slacker. And I've been wrong in certain areas. Lord, I need you to help me because I want to make a difference. I want my family to see a difference in me. I want my church to see a difference in me. I want my community to see a difference in me. But most of all, Brother Kevin, I want my God to see a difference in me. I want to be that difference. So Lord, I just want you to forgive me. I want you to help me to do better. Amen. Praise God. I just want to help me. So we can make a difference today. Not tomorrow. Amen. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day we want to be desiring folks to get in before it's too late. There'll be a day, and it's coming, it'll be too late. Well, I don't want nobody to die and go to hell, do you? Amen. I want to make a difference in the world today. I want them to be able to, I want to be like these apostles. I want them to see Christ in me, in us, the blessed hope of glory. These folks come before the throne of grace. They come before, they come, become for opposition. The opposition treated them sore. But praise God, they stood the test. And Peter, in his closing remark in verse 29, he said, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than man.'" Amen. He said, that's how you make a difference. No matter what people think, no matter what this flesh wants to do, he said, we got to be obedient to God. We got to do that that's right, me and you. You have to do right. You have to choose what you want to do. You have to choose what you want to be. Amen. You have to choose whether you want to make a difference or not. There may be young people here this day say, "Well, you know, I'm just young. I can't really make no difference." You can make all the difference in the world. Amen. I told the folks that there, the girls and stuff that there yesterday, you know, that Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 9. He said, "The fields are white already to harvest." Amen. They're ripe. They're ready to pick. They're ready to be, the crop's ready to come in. But Jesus said, "The laborers are few." Amen. He said, "There's not enough. The fields are, the harvest is ready, but there's not enough laborers." Amen. Not enough laborers. Praise God. He said, we can make a difference because we can go out into the fields as laborers for Lord Jesus Christ and compel them to come in. But we're going to have to examine ourselves. We're going to ask God to just, "Lord, just show me what I need." Man, it may take some repentance. We may have to ask God for some forgiveness. Amen? To where we can make a difference. And we need to make a difference now. Our children's watching us. Our families are watching us. Our neighbors is watching us. Amen? Somebody said one time, said, every time you get that old black back King James Bible and stick it under your arm, go get in the car. Neighbors is watching you. Seeing you. Amen? I wonder, do they see you? They see you going out and getting a car with your Bible on your arm, fussing, fighting, and carrying on, feuding on your way to church? Or do they see you with a big smile on your face, praise God, and a glorious hope as you go out to church with your Bible in hand? I tell you, let me just say this, you need to have your Bible. Amen. You'll come to church, you ought to bring your Bible, the Word of God, to make sure this old preacher preaches it right. Man, follow along. My granddad told me a long time ago, he said, went to go to a revival with him one time. He said, "Where's your Bible?" I said, "It's at the house." He said, "Go get it." He said, "Amen." I said, "Well, Granddad, you're preaching." He said, "That don't matter." He said, "You make sure I stay in the book." Amen. I never forgot that. Need to take your Bible. Need to treasure it. Take it to the house of God, praise God, with a desire to make a difference, to listen, to follow along, to look at it. Let me just say something. You can tell me all you want to tell me, but praise God. Names anymore. If I can see it written down, I can remember your name. But if I don't see your name written down, I can't remember you from Adam. It just don't stick. That's why we need the Word of God. We need to see it. We need to see the writing of the Word. So it'll stick in our minds that we might not sin against God. So that you and I, can make a difference. Amen. What about you this morning? Wouldn't you like to make a difference? Wouldn't it be good to make a difference? You make a difference starting in the church, starting in your house, your home, your place where you work. God give you, put that difference in you where you can go to work in the morning with a big old smile. Well, Chris is going to go in the morning. He got a day job. Praise the Lord. He starts in the morning. Amen. He's already looking better. I tell you, man ain't made to work at night. Amen. Praise God, because we're people of the day. God's turned the light on for us, youngins, and we need to make a difference. Are you willing to make a difference? Wouldn't you like to make a difference? We can today. You just got to do whatever you need to do to start changing your life to be more like Jesus. Amen.